Today we think about the wise men traveling to Bethlehem to see the baby Jesus. I wonder if you can see the three wise men. We sometimes call them the three kings. Can you see them there? Yeah, at a bit of a distance, they're on their journey on the way to Bethlehem. So we sometimes call them the three kings. We don't know that there were three, and we don't know that there were kings. But we do know that they saw a special star, and maybe they were experts in studying the stars. And they came from a very far away foreign country and had a long, long journey to Bethlehem. Now this morning I would like us to use our imaginations. I don't know if you're good at using your imagination. I'm sure you are, Samuel. Yes. Use your imagination, because I'm going to tell you a story as if I was one of the wise men. And I hope this will help us think about our own journey of faith afresh at the beginning of this new year. So let's imagine what one of the wise men might have told us if we had asked him about his experience of finding the baby Jesus. I am from a land far in the east. I was never one for long journeys. I didn't normally travel very far from my hometown, but I did make one very long journey, the journey of a lifetime. It was many, many years ago now, but it's very fresh in my mind, as if it was yesterday. I was always fascinated by the stars, and I was eager to know the meaning of things. I wanted to understand why things happened the way they did. I suppose I was searching for something, but I didn't really know what it was. And one day I saw a very, very bright star in the sky, and I knew it meant something. I was very excited. It signified the birth of a great king. So I eagerly discussed it with some of my stargazing friends. And before we knew it, to my surprise, we had agreed to follow the star to set out on a journey to see this new king. It was a very long, hard journey. We travelled over mountains and deserts through the heat of the day. And when evening came, we found the shelter we could in local villages. Sometimes we were welcomed, and sometimes people were not very kind to us. We grew very tired and weary. Our legs were aching, and our feet were sore. And our minds began to become confused as well. We stopped talking to each other because we were all thinking and wondering, what were we doing coming on this long journey? A voice in my head said, "What are you doing? What do you hope to find? This is all foolishness." Yet something drew me on. This journey was important, and I knew that. So we followed the star to Bethlehem and finally came to the palace of King Herod, thinking to find news of the new king there. But when we told our story of the star and asked about the special child, the king became very pale and frightened. He and all his advisors were not pleased to hear the news about the star and the new king. But we did find out what the prophets had written long ago about a special king, a Messiah, who was to be born in Bethlehem. King Herod begged us, when we found the child, to come back, to return to him with directions, so that he too could go and bow down before this new king. Now, I had my doubts about King Herod. Even then, he had a cruel glitter in his eyes when he spoke. And I couldn't imagine, he seemed so full of himself, I couldn't imagine him bowing down to anyone else. We were very eager to get on our way, And I can't say we were sorry to leave King Herod and his palace behind. None of them seemed very happy about this new child who was to be their king. On the other hand, we, foreigners from a foreign land, were very excited about it all. The star led us to Bethlehem. And when we found the place where the child was, a dark and dirty shed that was used to keep animals, we were overwhelmed with joy. I'd never experienced a joy like it. It wasn't simply a joy inside. Rather, I was caught up in a huge joy that was everywhere, a joy which embraced everything. Yes, our journey was over, and we'd found what we were looking for. But that wasn't really it. It felt more like we ourselves had been found. It was like coming home. So what was it that happened? Well, in a way, it was all very ordinary. We found a young girl and an older man and a child, like any other child. Yet we knew this was indeed the child, the new king we had set out to find. This child was different, and I just knew that in my heart. It was as if the heaven of heavens was contained in that dark and dirty and smelly room. And looking at this child, I felt I was indeed near to discovering the meaning of everything. So we opened up our gifts, gifts fit for a king, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Expensive royal gifts. But somehow they felt small and inadequate. And we knelt awkwardly and silently for a very long time. We didn't go back to Herod. We were warned in a dream to avoid him, which came as a great relief to us all. I don't remember much of the return journey. I suppose our feet became sore and our legs ached. We were often weary and hungry and thirsty, but I don't remember that. I can only remember the joy pulsing in my heart. I didn't understand it, but this child meant a new beginning for the world, and a new beginning for me. Now, all this was a very long time ago, and indeed, my life, however, changed with that baby. Yes, we had to leave Bethlehem, return home to everything that was ordinary and familiar. We had to take up again the routines of our daily lives. But now there was something new. We may have left the baby behind, but in a strange way, he had also come back with us. I know now that even in ordinary things, I can catch a glimpse of a deeper meaning. There is always a presence beside me and within me. God has come near. God has spoken and acted not only for his people Israel, but for us distant foreigners too. This I know, that God has come near, and still after all these years, this knowledge can overwhelm me with joy.